Now, as we go to the Lord in prayer before we go to the Word of God, let's ask the Lord to anoint here today and pour out His Spirit. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the eternal Word of God that cannot fail. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot nor tittle of Your Word shall fail. God, we thank You for it's been forevermore settled in heaven. No amendments. Lord, there's no changes. You are the Lord, Thou God, which changeth not, according to Malachi. You are that which was Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God, we thank You for that promise of Your Word. And God, we thank You that we can look to You, Lord. We can receive of You, and we can stand upon the promises of the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. We live in a generation today that does not see things clearly. Our country chose several years ago to take prayer out of school. They chose to abort babies. They chose to do separation of church and state. And we have seen several generations come forth that has not the knowledge of Christ. The polls say only 15% of the American people actually believe in Jesus Christ. And we must believe in the completeness of it. See, I believe He was born of a virgin birth. I believe He gave His life, shed His blood, rose again the third day, and ascended on high to sit on the right-hand side of the Father. I believe He's coming back. This same Jesus is coming back to get His church. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the power of the Spirit of God. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the anointing of God. And we need somebody to stand in the gap in these last days. We need somebody who'll stand and cry loud and spare not. That'll lift up their voice like a trumpet and warn the people. I'm telling you, this hullabaloo in the world today called church is a mess. And it will not stand the test of God's word. But I read the story on Mount Carmel, how for the entirety of the day that the man of God allowed the devil, all those that sat at Jezebel's table, all those the prophets of the groves, they were allowed the entirety of the day to try to call fire down upon the sacrifice, upon the offering that was set forth. They within themselves went to every extent, even cutting themselves. The Bible said they tore down, they tromped down the altar. They done everything imaginable, tried to get their God to send the fire down upon the sacrifice. But you know the story. It come the time for the evening sacrifice when the man of God had to rebuild the altar, and we need to rebuild the altar in the churches of America. We need to rebuild the understanding of what it means, that old Pentecostal term. We need to go to the altar and pray until we pray through. Amen. Not just pray a little headache prayer that rubs your head and says, gets up and runs back to doing what you're doing. But you stay before God until you know that God has showed you, and you know that God has given you anointing. You know that God has touched you with His hand and His power, and you lift up in the power of His might, and you go in the power of His Spirit, and you overcome the obstacles and the devils that are set before you because of the power of God. Amen. I'm glad. They may say that one lady told me, said, "Preacher, your religion's kind of like the bustle. It's out of style." But I'm glad I lived through the days of the bustle. Amen. I'm glad I've lived through the days when the power of God fell on this country, when it fell out in the old campground sides, when it fell to the blue haze hung in the top of the tents in the tabernacle, and smoke lily rolled off of our meetings. Amen. I'm glad I've seen the mighty hand of God. I'm glad I've seen the phenomena. I'm glad I've seen God move by the power of His Spirit and the power of His might. I'm glad I've seen the dead raised. I'm glad I've seen the blind eyes open. I'm glad I've seen the lame to walk, the dead to hear. I'm glad I've seen the mighty, I'm named the power of God in His tabernacle. So when they come with their non-holy and their liberal ways, It don't do nothing for me. I'm sorry. You can play all the church you want to play. You can play all the games you want to play. But I tell you something. I want to go before the Holy of Holies. And I want to feel His Shekinah glory. I want to feel His touch. I want to feel His anointing. I want to feel His power. Hallelujah. One guy said to me several years ago, he said, "Brother Goat, I believe you're addicted to feeling the Spirit of God." I said, "Singing, amen, amen. I'd rather feel what I feel when I feel like I feel when God moves up and down my soul." One brother said, "I feel better all over than anywhere else." Amen. No wonder America takes 97% of all the drug tranquilizers made in the world. It's because they've forsaken God and they forgot God. God is no longer their source. God is no longer their strength. He's no longer their mind. He's no longer their high tower. He's no longer the rock they stand it on. Amen. But I'm glad today that I'm standing on the rock, and Christ, He is that rock. I'm glad that I know that I know that I know. Amen. I've been through enough to know that He'll be there for me. He'll be my strength. He'll be my refuge. He'll be my rock. He'll be my high tower. He's my all in all. In Him, amen, I cannot fail and will not fail. We shall prevail. The old ship of Zion, the hull of that ship may be battered, but it's still on its course. And just in time, it'll arrive at its destination. Amen. I'm glad I'm part of the family of God. I'm glad I'm in His presence. I'm glad I've lived in the hour that I lived in. And we're approaching the end time. We're approaching the time when the Lord is going to gather His people from the four winds, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. We're approaching the time when the trumpet gonna sound so loud it's gonna wake the dead, and we're going to be with our Maker. We're going to be with the Lord. We're approaching the time we'll ride the white horses. We're approaching the time that the battles will be fought. The Bible said the blood will run up to the bridles of the horse in those battles. But I'm glad King Jesus, the Bible said the brightness is coming. It's going to, their eyes is going to melt back in their foreheads. Actually, the brightness is coming. It's going to assume all of His enemy. I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. I'm glad I'm going to ride with Him. I'm glad I'm going to get to rule and reign with Him. We may have to stand the ground. We may have to pay some prices. We may have to be persecuted. We may have to be suffered. We may have to go through a lot of things. But I'm here to tell you, church, it'll be worth it after all. One touch of His glory, one glimpse of Him in the presence of His glory, will make all the things of this world fade away. Amen. I'm going to hold on, for the Bible says, "He that endureth the end, the same shall be saved." We need to hold on. We need to keep the fight. Amen. The good fight of faith. Amen. And we need to endure the end, and we shall inherit all things. For the righteous is going to ever more shine like the sun. I'm reminded here in Acts, the second chapter. Lately, I've referred to this chapter for several different main points. But I want to refer to it today down in the second chapter. In verse 38, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now listen to verse 39. "For the promises unto your children, unto you and unto your children, and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord thou God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort and saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." We're living today in the hour we're in that Peter was preaching about. We're living in an untoward generation. We're living in a generation that people choose wrong over right. They choose darkness over light instead of allowing the fullness of God to be manifested. They see things cockeyed. Amen. A good friend of mine used to call it whopper-jawed. He said, well, that just kind of whopper-jawed. In other words, that means it's twisted all out of circuit and all out of socket. And a lot of folks' view is so twisted. Amen. You go to talk to them, amen, and you realize they don't know nothing about God. They never felt his touch. They don't know anything about his power. And there they're trying to tell you this, amen. The biggest thing that I hear people say, and I hear it daily, is people say, well, basically everybody's good. No, that's incorrect. Basically everybody is evil. Amen? We're only good through the righteousness of God and only the fact we've been saved by the blood of Jesus and we've been washed by that blood, that shed blood, and then in him we have righteousness because all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. Man within himself is evil. Amen? And only when we come to God and be renewed in the Spirit and God washes us and cleanses us and puts us on a robe of pure white, only then do we have an understanding of God's righteousness. Amen. I'm reminded in John chapter 3. This is the chapter wherein we find these words, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. It goes on to say in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19 goes on to say, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. But here he says, men love darkness rather than light. I've found that out in about everything we go to do. If you're a liberal and have no standards of God, people will come by the droves. They will flock around you. They will throw the money at your feet and everything else. But if you stand true to the promises of God, they will run from you. They will fight against you. They will war against you. They will literally turn their backs on you. We find the story given to us in John, the first chapter, in St. John chapter 1, and we find these words in verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that came into the world. He was in the world. Notice verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's verse 11. But as many as received him gave the power to become the sons of God, even unto them that believed upon his name. That's the transformation power. That's the transformation power that transforms a person from a sinner unto the righteousness of God. That brings us out of darkness into the light. Amen. That gives us the power to overcome. That gives us the power to triumph. That gives us the power to rise up. So we call upon that name in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking the other day, we need to have a straight understanding of things. We need to ask people who Jesus is. If they can't tell us that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, let them be accursed. The Bible said if even of an angel from God come down preaching anything other than that had been delivered to us by this word right here that Paul said they had taught, they had ministered, if anything, even an angel come down from God giving us any other doctrine, delivering us any other thing, the Bible said let them be accursed. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. We try to be too much of a gentleman when it comes to the devil. I've heard people say, well, you don't want to hurt the person's feelings. Let me tell you, when they rise up and start saying something that's contrary to this word, tell them to shut up in Jesus' name. Their feelings ain't even involved in it. Amen? They will drag your soul to a devil's hell. They will damn your soul to a devil's hell. And you standing there, I'm afraid I would hurt their feelings. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. We need to have some understanding about who we're going to listen to. The Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Amen. There's some people that I'm not going to associate with. If a man denies my God, I'm not going to associate with him. If a man denies Jesus Christ as the Son of God, I'm not going to associate with him. If a man denies the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to leave him alone. If he denies the gifts of the Spirit, I'm going to leave him alone. Amen. And I hear people teaching and preaching every day and saying, well, Pentecost only happened on Pentecost and it's went away. They say the gifts of God have went away. Amen. I'm going to tell you something today. We need to stand firm on the promises of God. We need to lift up our voices and sound a warning to the people and tell them we need to return back to the message of the Lamb of God. We need to come back to the cross. We need to come back to the Word of God. Amen. That's how we've allowed a president that's not a born-again Christian, that does not acknowledge God. He only acknowledged the Muslim way. We're getting ready to make some other bad mistakes in this country. We've got men running that deny the deity of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. A false religion, a cult religion, amen. All Muslim is a false religion. Amen. All Mormons is a false religion. Jehovah Witnesses are false religion. Amen. Parts of the Baptist organization are false religion. Amen. You say, Brother Gold, you got a lot of guts to say what you say. We need some men that's got some backbone that'll tell this country that we're being deceived. Amen. Amen. Any doctrine that denies Jesus Christ, any doctrine that denies being born again by the Spirit of God is a false doctrine. We've got organizations that say, well, it's kind of this way. God chose who to be lost and who to be saved. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. That's a cult religion. Amen. Anything that announces the deity of Jesus Christ, anything that announces the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, anything that announces Calvary is the only way, amen, to the God of all creation through Jesus Christ. Any other doctrine in any other understanding is a falsehood, and that let it be a curse according to the Word of God. Amen. I'm not personally mad at a lot of these preachers. I'm just spiritually, amen, set on the course that if they deny the Holy Ghost, they're of the devil. If they deny the virgin birth, they're of the devil. If they deny, amen, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, they're of the devil. They're no other way. Amen. I don't care how pretty your suit on. I don't care how pretty they tie the tie. I don't care how much they get up in the pulpit and smile. If they deny this word, if they deny holiness, amen, they're of the devil. Amen. For God said, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. Amen. But he came into his own, and his own received him not. Amen. We find even when the Christmas story, which we'll focus on here in the next few weeks, we find in the message of the Christmas story, they found no room for him in the end, and that was spoke of, as the inn to lay his head down to sleep. And he was led out to a manger, and where the Son of God, amen, Mary gave birth, amen, to the Son of God in an old manger, an old stable, because there was no room for him in the inn. And today, amen, how true it is, in the end, E-N-D, which rhymes with end, amen, two different understandings, two different meanings. But I thought about it so much when I first heard the Christmas story. Oh my, they didn't have room for him then, and they won't have room for him in the end. But I asked you the question, do you have room for him in your heart today? Do you have room for him in your life? Amen. Because you'll have to choose him. You'll have to choose him if you receive life. Amen. All that deny him and all that reject him will spend their eternity in an awful place called hell. For we live in a world today, the Bible said, amen, there's going to be peerless times. For men shall be lovers of them own selves, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, headly, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than loving of God, having a form of godliness, amen. The Bible said, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away, amen. For of this sort they are they that creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. Verse 7 says, for ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. This is God's word. He said, I have not given you, amen, the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. We choose what we're going to do with it. Amen. Amen. We choose what stand we're going to make. We choose. Amen. Because God has said, for the grace, over in Titus in the second chapter, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. We've got today, we've got to go with that which has been proven. I'm reminded of over in 1 Samuel and in chapter 17, we know the story of David and how they put the king's armor on him, but he stayed to go. And here's the words that he said. And David girded his sword upon his armor and essayed to go, for he had not proven it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proven them. And David put them aside. David had seen the hand of God move. He had not proven the sword, the shield. He had not proven the coat of mail, the king's armor. I'm going to tell you something. This religion's and the orders of religion in America today and all their great mockeries and all their great liberal ways and all their non-holy and unrighteous and ungodly ways, amen, have not been proven. I come out of an order and a day when the power of God fell, and that power is still here today. We're like waiting. We're waiting for the final roundup and this cry that must be made to every wayside, every place, and every city, every town, every soul shall hear this gospel, and with a mighty anointing we shall go forth and carry this gospel to every soul and to every human on the face of this earth. And the Bible says, and then shall be the end. Amen. He's coming. Amen. And God tells us, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the judgment begin at us, what shall the end be to them that obey not the gospel of God? Amen. And he goes on to say, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? We need the fullness of God. We need the power of God. We need the anointing of God. We don't need to try to figure out any ways to try to see what we can change. Amen. But let's just go with that which is proven. Listeth Smith, the shepherd boy. Amen. He took his 5 stones and his slingshot, and he went out against that giant just like he went out against the bear and the lion. And in that same hour, the anointing of God was there. I'm glad that I can walk in the anointing. I'm glad that I'm confident God is going to see me through. I'm glad that he's going to tear down everything that's in the way, and he's going to give us the victory. He's going to bring us through with victory. Amen. And you can't wait. I can't wait to see all that God's going to do. Amen. Because he's going to fulfill his promises. God's not slack in these things. What God has promised you, God will keep his word. I believe we're going to see the mighty power of God prevail. I believe in our ministry, yeah, we're going to see the things we've longed for and we've dreamed for. Amen. We've been faithful to the small things that God's given us to do. Amen. And then he's going to make us rule over many things. Amen. I believe we're going to rule and reign with him. Amen. I believe we're going to fulfill every word that's been said. I heard it asked to Billy Graham, a news commentator many years ago. I said to Brother Graham, said it don't appear like right now that the devil's winning. But I like what Brother Graham said. He said it may appear like that now. But he said when this thing makes its full course, when this thing makes its full understanding, then God will triumph and over sin, over the devil and all the wickedness. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, you better be on the winning side. Amen. I told a member of my family had slipped off into a false doctrine. They was with us here a couple Christmases back. And I looked them square in the face and I said to them, here's only thing matters that you're on Jesus' side when this thing finishes up. He is the only begotten Son of God and you must choose him to have life. Amen. You can do anything you want to. You can choose anything you want to. But there's only one name under heaven and sky wherein a man can be saved. There's only one you can choose to have eternal life. The disciples said to him, amen, when the master said, this is a hard thing. Who can hear it? Amen. And I tell you something. When he said he didn't turn around and he didn't whimper and cry and plead and say, oh, please stay with me. The Bible said many of them wouldn't walk, wouldn't stay with him. Amen. He said, this is a hard thing, who can hear it? Amen. And I like what he said when he said, will you go away also? And that one spoke back to Jesus and he said, where would we go? For you are the only one that have eternal life. Amen. We need to come to recognize and to know it's not in a doctrine, it's not in a creed, it's not in joining a church, it's not in the shaking a preacher's hand, but it's being born again by the Spirit of God. It's being washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. It's by acknowledging your sins and acknowledging him, confessing, amen, believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I choose you. Lord, I go with you. Amen. Amen. I remember something. My son-in-law, Keith, that went on to be with his reward. I remember something he said right here at the altar. He looked around at his mama and he looked her in the face. He said, Mama, this is the way. He was talking about the old-time wholeness way. He was talking about believing in the Holy Ghost, amen. Believing in God, amen. And he turned around at his mama and he said, this is the way, amen. And I say to you today that are listening to me out there in your radios, your automobiles, your homes, wherever you may be, listening to you in computers and all around over the world. And I say to you today, this is the way, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Don't go with this into it world. Don't go with this perverse and turned around generation. But accept Jesus Christ, acknowledge him as your Lord and your Savior, and repent of your sins and be washed by the blood of Jesus and be ready the trumpet to sound so loud that it's going to wake the dead. And then so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. What a time that's going to be. Just a little while back, we laid one of my sisters to rest, and I was thinking there in the funeral. And we went to the graveside, and I was thinking about all those graves. And I don't know where that God's going to transcend us up through the sod. I don't know where we'll come. I was talking to the undertaker. I said, I'm not for sure exactly how that's going to take place. But I finally think the graves is going to bust wide open. I think the vault lids is going to be slung asunder. I think the casket lids is going to erupt and be busted open. And I think about that time that carcass is going to get up. And as that carcass gets up, the spirit is going to be reunited back with that carcass. And it's going to be changed in a moment, a twinkling eye. And out of the ground we're going to come. For the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever dwell with the Lord. I'm telling you something. You talk about a day, that's going to be a day. Amen. I'm satisfied where I'm at with the Lord. I'm satisfied with Him. I sing that song, I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want to be faithful. I want to be obedient. And I want to fulfill what He's told me to do. Not my ego. A lot of preachers are just on their big ego trips. If they get a number, they get a pot full of money and they just sell their soul. But I'm going to tell you something, amen. We need to stand firm in the promise of God. And we need to stand for the righteous and true way. God, in Jesus' name, we thank You for Your word, Your power, and Your anointing. God, heal, set free, deliver, and save is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Until we come to You again, God love you, God bless you. Amen and amen.